بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Life on this Monday afternoon. I pray that you are all well and keeping safe. The third wave is high upon us and here in Gauteng we are spiking at high numbers of infections and even deaths with some of the highest amounts of cases in the country. We can only do our share by being safe. And my dear listeners, let's keep our families, our communities and our fellow humans safe. The vaccine rollout is a bit slow, but if you have an elder family member that hasn't yet received their vaccines, then it is advisable to get them to go in and get the jab. We have to trust that it will help them from contracting the virus on deadly terms. We need to also stay home. People are losing their lives. Hospitals have reached full capacity. So let's also take this time to be safe and spread hope during this difficult time of our lives. Let's try and share some positive thoughts with our loved ones and remember to count your blessings. And you know, this too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever, not even the coronavirus. And I say the best cure for now is just stay home, stay safe, and fight hard. And remember, my dear listeners, you are braver than you believe and stronger than you seem and smarter than you think. So follow guidelines and take the precautions, and follow the protocols. And inshallah, we will overcome this pandemic soon, hopefully, inshallah. On today's show, I will be taking you through an inspiring topic. So we have no guests for the show today. It's just me taking you through an inspiring topic that I know every one of us needs to hear. And I'm going to be talking about you because that's what the show is about. It's all about you. And I love speaking about you, motivating you, inspiring you, empowering you. And this show is about how you can let it go so you can grow, about your worth and loving yourself first. And for many people, that would mean different things. But I'm going to talk about what is mostly keeping us down, what is weighing us down so badly that we cannot rise up again. And now we are here in this sort of comfortable zone, too scared of making an effort to lift ourselves up and to try and resolve what we can, because we are too scared that it could either tire us out or it's just not worth the effort. But my dear listeners, you are wrong. Every step to improving yourself and loving your dreams is worth every bit of the effort. So many things can contribute to us not approving of our dreams, you know, not feeling good enough. And a lot of these things can contribute to that, when we feel like, oh, I'm just not good enough, I cannot do this. And many of us don't actually live up to our potential or don't approve of ourselves because we never actually had anybody to believe in us. We have all done things that we do not feel good about, you know, things that we had to do. If we had to do those things ever again, we would maybe not do them or we would have done it differently. So part of what we must do in order to move into greatness is that we actually need to remove a major energy block. And, you know, speaking from personal experience and being through life coaching courses, being studying psychology, having myself going through the experiences and getting coached by great coaches, I believe that the most important thing that we need to do and the major energy block that I'm talking about that stops us from moving into our greatness is dealing with the issue of forgiveness. You know, people who have hurt you, someone who has done you down or did you wrong, this is what I would do. I would make a list of those things, and I would include things that I myself or you have done that you feel bad about, that you regret. Maybe a time when you were not a good mother or a good father or not the greatest of siblings or not even a good child, or you didn't do a good job at something. Maybe, you know, you lied or you were dishonest about something or even maybe stole something. Sometimes you feel that something has brought out the worst in you. And these are things that no one knows about. Something that you like really regret. And we all have those things. So we all can actually drop this list of things that we can write down. And because we all have these kind of things somewhere in our lives lurking behind us, you know. So make this list. And, you know, you don't need to beat yourself up about making this list, because there is some good in the worst of us. And there is definitely some bad in the best of us. So none of us escape this. Okay. So you need to get involved in an active process of getting some clutter out of your life. So if there's any area in your life that you need to clean up, if there's people that are cluttering up your life, they serve no purpose to you whatsoever. People that you like, that are just holding on and occupying a space that someone useful or someone positive or someone nurturing or someone that would contribute goodness to you, if they are holding that space, then you don't, you know, you need to give it up. You don't have time to even look outside and to see what is out there, because you have these people who are surrounding you and they're not enabling you to grow, you know, and what is it that you need to grow? So you need to look at this and you need to get them out of your life. But when I speak about forgiveness, I mean, forgiveness is something that is truly, truly, truly weighing us down. It is something that we find very hard because we're human and we find it hard. We are stubborn beings and we find it hard to forgive somebody if they've hurt us, if they've done us down, if they've said something about us. But we don't realize that much that we are holding on to, and that which we think, you know, I'm going to hold this grudge against this person and I'm not going to let go and I'm going to teach them a thing or two and I'm going to show them, that it's actually not doing anybody else good. It's actually not doing you good. It's, you know what, they simply don't care. And it's actually not doing you good. It's weighing you down. It's holding you back. And for me personally, that has been the greatest lesson that I've learned, that if I can forgive and if I can let go of all the resentment and all the grudge that I have, I'm at peace. I'm more peaceful and I have more opportunity and I can glow differently and I can grow differently. And there's so much out there that I can do while I'm at this, in this peaceful state of mind, that I couldn't do before because I had everybody else's issues and everybody, what I thought everybody else did or did wrong to me, I had that sitting on my shoulders and I just couldn't get up from there. So you got to let all that chaos that represents this disorganized clutter, you know, this it represents this disorganized sort of a section in your mind, and I say it's a disorganized, cluttered section in your mind. You need to get that out. You need to get it out and clean it up. And anyone that you feel very strongly about that has these negative, that has some of these negative feelings, or that you have these negative feelings about. And, you know, let's be honest, we all have somebody that we're holding on to that we're not happy about. You know, she did this to me, he did that to me, he said this about me. How could he do this? How could he say that? We all have it. It's definitely there. And maybe we should try and look at some of the reasons why we need to forgive them. Okay, so let's try and see things from the other person's point of view. Try to see it from their side. I know sometimes it's not so grand because you don't want to see what they're looking at. You don't want to see, because they're obviously looking at it from their side. They think something that's giving them reason to maybe do this to you or to say this about you. And when we try and see it from their point of view, because of our egos, maybe it's a difficult point to actually view from. But let's try and see it from their side. You know, let's try and fit ourselves into their shoes. Why not? You know what? Maybe we will realize that, there's something that I got to do on my side that needs to be polished. You know, so let's put ourselves into their shoes. And holding a grudge only hurts you. And I realize that, I personally realize that after so many years of my life, that holding a grudge only hurts you. It doesn't hurt them. So just for good health and for peace of mind, we need to let it go. Because any feeling of resentment and anger or hatred is called the load of bitterness within. And every thought that we entertain produces a chemical in our brain that impacts our immune system. Right. And besides, this person you hating is probably not even aware of it. Like I said earlier on, they don't even know that you're hating on them. They don't even know that they're affecting your life in this negative way. And you sitting here and holding on to it, and it's affecting your life. They don't know that you have turned up the heat at this hate emotion, and they just don't care. And there you are killing yourself and making yourself vulnerable to all types of illnesses, putting yourself in bad health. And I is that person actually worth sacrificing your health for? Is that person worth sacrificing your health even for 1 minute of your peace of mind? You know, my coach said to me, remember this, Khadija, 1 minute of anger robs you of 60 seconds of happiness. Have you ever thought of it in that way? That you're getting robbed of 60 seconds of happiness just for giving them that 1 minute of your anger. So let it go and experience the dignity and the magnanimous sense of character of being big enough to move on and to let go of all this resentment and to just get on with your life. You know, letting it go so that you can grow. That is the topic for today. Just let it go so that you can grow. And you have so much to grow for. You can grow into this most beautiful being, this most beautiful spirit. I mean, we all start off as seedlings. So can you just imagine at what rate and what beauty you can actually grow at? See, all of us have this greatness within us. But when you don't come to grips with your greatness and you don't work to develop it, and if you are not seeking it out, if you are not finding where it is, if you are not trying to locate it, and if you are not experimenting with your life to try and find what's fitting for you, I'm saying you're positioning yourself to be miserable. You're positioning yourself to be a miserable person, an unfulfilled person. And how we are doing this, my dear listeners, is firstly by procrastination. You know, we just out things off, you know, over and over again. Why? Because we haven't accepted it. Because we don't feel deserving. We don't feel that we are good enough. And so we sabotage ourselves by never, ever, you know, talking or taking care of what we actually need to do. We get busy doing a lot of things that we don't need to do. And we do all these things and we just give our time away until we don't have any time for ourselves. We don't have any time to do things for ourselves, and we don't have any time to actually do us and what we actually and actually what we want to do for ourselves. So we put it off and say, you know, I'll do it one day. Sounds familiar, right? I'll do it one day. I'll do it later. I'll get to it when I'm done pleasing everyone else, which is the typical life that we love. We're only loving to please everyone else. And you know what? I make time whenever I can. Every time that you put it off, I'm saying to you this, that one day you will look around and there goes a year, there goes 2 years, and there goes 3 years, and then there's no time left. So if there's something that you want to do, do it now. Don't put it off. Start right now. There will never be a perfect or an ideal time again. This is the best time. This is your ideal time. So whatever you have going on now, that's enough. You don't need more than that. Go with that idea. Keep at it, you know. Use it and work it up to where you want to be. So let your one day actually be today. You know, also a very important thing that we need to be very adherent to is watching out with the relationships that we have. What kind of person are we becoming because of the relationships that we have, the relationships that you are in right now? Do those people contribute to you? Do they help you to grow and develop yourself? What kind of a person are you actually becoming from this relationship? And people who do not accept greatness for themselves, these people are people who don't feel like that they need to learn, because they don't accept greatness for themselves. They don't want to study. They don't want to learn. They don't want to seek more knowledge. They just don't have time for personal growth and development. And they don't have time to work on their minds. And, right? So they're too busy for that, right? And that's exactly the excuses that we make, that we're too busy for that. I mean, I'm sitting here now at an age of, I'm okay. I'm 40 plus. Don't want to give my age away on radio. But I'm sitting here at this very point in my life, and I'm longing and I'm searching for personal growth. And I'm studying and I'm working and I'm parenting my kids. I'm mothering them and I'm fathering them at the same time. I'm fulfilling my duties and responsibilities to them as a mother. I'm fulfilling my duties and responsibilities as a daughter. I'm trying to fit the roles that I need to be fitting at the moment, but I'm searching and I'm longing for my personal growth, and I'm not stopping at that because the age is just a number. It means nothing. So I'm determined. I'm continuing to study, and I call myself a lifelong learner because I think I am that. And I don't think that there is anybody out there who can actually say that they're tired of knowing things or they're tired of learning things. It's just because we choose to give our time to other things that are not valuable and important to us. I'm not saying that your children, families and husbands and relationships are not valuable. But for you, yourself, you're giving away your valuable time to things that are not bringing you enough value. You need to give yourself more time to actually learn more, study more, and you'll be astounded as to how much potential you have and how much growth and how much more you can grow. It's just not ending, you know. When you look up into the sky, you look up into a sky that's just, you don't see an end to the sky. And it's that. Your growth is, it's just never ending. So there's so much that has to be done. There's so much that you as a person can go out there and you can do. And you should never hold yourself back. You should never let anybody hold you back. You should never let your age hold you back or your, your status of maybe being a mother or a wife or a daughter. Those should not be the reasons that, you know, okay, I'm a mother, it completes me. I'm a daughter, it completes me. I'm a wife, I'm completed. I don't need to do any more. I don't need to do anything else to myself. You need to go out there and you are you. So you need to do what you have to do for yourself, you know. And to determine the height of your self-approval, it is important to evaluate yourself because you know you quite well. But it's almost impossible to do it entirely by yourself. Okay, so yeah, this is where other people do come in. You can try and get some feedback from someone who is close to you, someone that you can trust. And see, there are many things and many times that people cannot see things about themselves and that they and other people can actually see for us. And it's called a blind spot. So somebody might be able to tell you, listen, you need to polish yourself up on that part of your life, or you need to stop doing so much of this. And how do you handle yourself? It will be able to actually tell you, or you'll be able to assess now how you handle yourself when somebody pays you a compliment or they say something nice about you. How do you handle criticism? And do you handle it well? And how do you give off criticism? So how are you coming across to another person? And that's a great barometer on your self-esteem. You know, ask yourself these questions. What do you expect to get from life, from your business, from your relationships, from your ideal day? What is it that you expect from this journey of life that we are so, so, so involved in? And people who have a strong sense of self-approval, they have high expectations for themselves, for their lives, and they have high expectations of others. You know, and a lot of people don't expect a lot from life. So they just don't shoot for much. They're not preparing for much. A lot of people are just showing up in life. And a lot of people just get up in the morning. They get through the day like every other day just to get the check coming in at the end of the month. And they're just watching the clock all the time. So is this what you want to be? Or do you want to get something out of this journey? Do you want to make it worth your time and energy? You have so much that you can get out of these. So what are your expectations? Examine your expectations versus your wishes. There's a big difference. You know, some wish that they could do better and some expect to do better. Where are you on that? Filter it out. Where are you on that? And most importantly, I would say, love yourself. Make caring for you your highest priority in your life. Take care of you. Look out for what truly satisfies you. You know, we're not taught to love ourselves, to look out for ourselves. We are not taught to take care of ourselves, to become sensitive to our wants, to our needs, to our desires. So make a conscious effort, you know, make you number one priority. Your peace of mind, your health, is more important than your family or anybody, because if you do not have your health, you cannot serve anybody. So don't neglect yourself. A lot of us, especially us, particularly ladies, you know, we've been groomed to be sacrificial animal lambs, putting our dreams on the back burner in preference to our children's dreams, our husband's dreams, family's dreams, while forgetting about ourselves. Then you become resentful and you become angry and you become bitter. So start taking care of yourself. Look out for you. Develop a health plan, because your health is all you have. It is your wealth. Eat well and nutritiously. You know, exercise that body of yours. Take care of your body and your appearance, and take some time out for you. You cannot manifest and develop your greatness. You cannot be a higher achiever if you do not care for yourself, if you do not feel good. You know, it takes the edge off your life. It helps you manage things instead of allowing it to manage you. It gives you more personal power, and you get to deal with stuff, you know. So take care of you. Become aware that your needs are important, and develop this compassion towards yourself, despite your human defects. And let me repeat that again. Become aware of what your needs are and develop compassion towards yourself, despite your human defects. You will never be perfect. Yes, you heard me. You will never be perfect. We are human. We all make mistakes, and we make mistakes all the time. But guess what, my dear listeners? We are not through yet. We got to learn to be gentle with ourselves. We got to make it all right. You know, what you don't know, the mistakes that you've made, it's okay. You know, handle it. Learn from the experience. Decide that whatever you're getting involved in, be it upfront and be it true. Let it be upfront. And be true to yourself. Are you getting what you need out of it? Be upfront with the people in your life, and tell them in your life, in your work, in all aspects and factors of your life. Tell them what you need from them. Don't assume that everybody just knows. Don't say, I thought you knew. Tell them upfront, here's what I want from you, and this is what I need in order for this to work for me. You know, tell them so that they're not surprised and your feelings just don't get hurt along the way. Tell them that, listen, yeah, this is what I need in order to play this game with you. And if we're in this together, then this is what I need to get out of this relationship, in whatever the relationship may be. If you do not take care of your needs, no one else will. And you will always be waiting to receive what you're expecting, and you might not receive what you're expecting. See, we are taught to be quiet and not speak for ourselves, right? From our mother's times, our grandmother's times, just be quiet, keep quiet. You know, in Memon Kinamare, they say, just be quiet. We are taught to be quiet and not speak for ourselves and not to be selfish, you know. If you don't take care of you, who do you think will take care of you? Who's going to look out for you better than you will? No one. No one will take care of you, of your business, of your interests. No one will do it better than you can do it. And anything you want to do in life, you have to take ownership of it. You have to say, hey, listen, yeah, I'm going to make this happen. Be willing to venture out and do something that you fantasize about. And you know what you probably won't, you know, maybe you probably won't be that good at the first time, but just do it anyhow. You're gonna get better, and you're gonna perfect it eventually. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, you want to do it massively. When you have made up your mind, you decide that you want to do something and face defeat without giving it up. This is when you have a winner's quality. When you decide, I'm facing defeat and I'm not giving this up. That's a winner's quality. We have that quality within us. We all have it within us. And you know, it's like when we are hungry, we don't care about the facts or the odds. We eat to fulfill ourselves. So we need to harness this, and we need to not let anything stop us. And if you want something, you have to be relentless. You have to learn how to become resourceful and creative. You have to go out there and grab the opportunity to grow despite what comes down the pike. You know, we have to live our life with passion and some drive. And you have to watch the relationships, like I said earlier on, that you develop. Have people of kindred mindset. If you have people around you who are dead and negative all the time, they will affect you. You're going to be thinking negative, and you're going to be just like a dead man walking. So you want to be around people that with smiles on their faces, looking good. So you have to watch your face as well. You have to have this uplifted expression. Watch your body posture and do all these things that are good for you, because these things affect you psychically. You know, you've got to be fearless, unstoppable, and because you are unstoppable, and you have power. You have power. Let's use it. You know, you have power, and you maybe haven't used it yet. You maybe just haven't released the brakes. You know how many times, okay, an example, that you've been in your car, right? And you've been pressing this accelerator and the car just refuses to move. It's just not going forward. And then you discover that, listen, I've got this such a great big thing like a car and I'm pressing the accelerator and this thing is just not moving. And you realize, you know what? Oh, hell no. I haven't released the brakes or the brakes are up. And now you go and release it and wham. So there you go. You're driving into the day like a hero now. So you've got this great thing, this great resource. You've released the brakes. You're pressing down the power that you have on that accelerator. And, you know, you're moving like a hero now. So most of us go through life with our brakes on, you know, holding back and not giving all we have and not sharing all that we have. Most of us go to our graves, unfortunately, still holding on because we don't want to release it. Our past experiences, our past defeat, our past pain, if it didn't work for you then how, why will it work now? Who said that? It doesn't matter about what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter about the things that you have done and the things that you felt guilty about. If you do not do it today, you're convicting an innocent person. It's a new day. Make new things happen. If you want something out of life, if you want something so desperately, if there's a goal that you want to achieve, you will never have a problem-free moment in your life. There will always be something something that you're yearning for. But you will only get this when you are hungry to get it. So engage in an ongoing process to become the best version of yourself. You've got this, my dear listeners. And many of us don't realize our greatness. We're so thinly spread out, you know, we spread ourselves way too thin and we sometimes even can't say no. So we don't even set boundaries, but you got to do this for you. You got to find the time for you. You got to love you and it will be and make it all about you and it will be all about you. Decide that you're going to take time, some time to work on yourself. You know, your life deserves this prime time because you are creating your own production. You are your own producer. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You are writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is actually a great hit or if it's a flop. You know, so you need to overcome the negative conversations and talk positively to yourself. Learn how to empower yourself by standing up to yourself. So, my dear listeners, you've got this and you can do this. I hope, inshallah, that what I've spoken about today leaves you with some great food for thought and something to actually leave you inspired and motivated to believe in yourself and to know that, you know what, you are capable of reaching your potential. You are capable of getting where you want to be and being the best of yourself. You have it in you. Nobody else can do it for you. You have to love yourself. You have to do it for yourself. And when you're a person that actually loves yourself and finds that love within you, then you display that love towards everybody else. Imagine how beautiful is that. You know, you loving yourself, but you're giving off that great love and that greatness to everybody else around you. So it means the relationships that you have around you are now manifesting as well. So you're not only manifesting yourself on a personal basis, you're manifesting everything around you, your business, your education, your relationships, everything around you manifests. So inshallah, I hope and pray that you have taken some enlightenment from our topic today and from my talk today. Inshallah, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just keep us all in the best, keep us all and just being on the Sirat al-Mustaqim and let us all just be the best versions of ourselves. Inshallah, it is difficult. Everybody faces difficulties in their lives and everybody faces these challenges. But let's hope and pray that we know we have the power to overcome these obstacles. We have it in us. I mean, we are created by the best of creators. We are all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure He didn't filter out, or He didn't pick and choose and say, listen, I'm going to only add a little bit of potential in you, and I'm only going to add a little bit of greatness in you, and I think this group of people, I think I'm just going to leave you all out, and I don't think he actually did that, you know. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every one of us, he put his best, and we are the greatest of his work, and we are the best of his work. So let us use all our qualities and abilities in us to become the best versions of ourselves, inshallah. We have reached now the end of the program today, and a very big thank you to you, my dear listeners, for giving me your time on today's show. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and forgive our sins, and may we all become better humans and practice better than we did before. Do join us again next week, same time, as we share some remarkable content with you. And remember, this show, like I say, is about you. I love it because it's about you. It's speaking to you. It's about you and your betterment. It's for your peace and for creating the best version of yourself. So let's stay safe and stay blessed, inshallah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.